Well, wonderful Tuesday morning, beloved. It's great to be with you today. We're going to continue in our study of Jonah. We're in Jonah chapter 4, where when the people of Nineveh gave up their wicked behavior, Jonah becomes angry and pouts. So God challenges Jonah about his right to feel angry. Huh, that's interesting. Well, God's saving word for us this week again is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin our reading in Jonah chapter 4. Jonah was very unhappy about this and became angry. So he prayed, "Lord, didn't I say before I left home that this is just what you would do? That's why I did my best to run away to Spain. I knew that you are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, and always ready to change your mind and not punish. Now then, Lord, just let me die. I am better off dead than alive." The Lord answered, "What right do you have to be angry?" Jonah went out east of the city and sat down. He made a shelter for himself and sat in the shade, waiting to see what would happen to Nineveh. Then the Lord made a plant grow up over Jonah to give him some shade so that he would be more comfortable. And Jonah was extremely pleased with the plant. But at dawn the next day, at God's command, a worm attacked the plant and it died. And after the sun had risen, God sent a hot east wind, and Jonah was about to faint from the heat of the sun beating down on his head. So he wished he were dead. "I'm better off dead than alive," he said. But God said to him, "What right do you have to be angry about the plant?" And Jonah replied, "I have every right to be angry, angry enough to die." And the Lord said to him, "This plant grew up in one night and disappeared the next. You didn't do anything for it, and you didn't make it grow. Yet you feel sorry for it. How much more then should I have pity on Nineveh, that great city? After all, it has more than 120,000 innocent children in it, as well as many animals." Well, today's key verse is Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, where Jonah prayed, "You are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, and always ready to change your mind and not punish." Boy, I tell you what, Jonah was angry, wasn't he? He was just having a fit out there that God had decided to have pity, have mercy on Nineveh and not destroy it. And then to make things worse, the plant that God had given him to shade him from the sun beating down on him, that plant died, and Jonah was just absolutely beside himself with anger. Well, then God asks Jonah, "You're mad about Nineveh repenting. You're mad about the plant. Oh, what right do you have to be angry about this?" What does today's teaching tell us about God's love and mercy? Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, there are times when I am angry. I cannot hide my thoughts from you. Teach me to seek your ways and help me to overcome those thoughts that are not in accord with your will. Thank you for your kindness and patience with me and for always restoring me to a right relationship with you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalm 103. It's a psalm of praise for God's mercy and forgiveness. Until then, beloved, just keep trusting God. Keep on praying. Let your light so shine. And just keep your eyes open for God's hand of mercy and provision working in your life. God bless.